In addition to potential mental health benefits with a four-day work week, some experts are now saying it could be good for the climate. Moving to a four-day work week could change how people commute, use energy, and live their lives. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I like this idea of a lower consumption lifestyle. What do you have in mind?
Well, people, you know, there's a direct relationship here. I mean, just think of it as the society as a whole. Every year, almost every year, productivity increases. That is the amount of goods and services that we can produce, one worker can produce in an hour and per hour. So that goes up. And as a society, you make a choice whether to take this productivity gain in more consumption, more stuff, or whether to take it in reduced hours. And so if you look at the United States, our productivity has actually doubled in the last 40 years, and yet hours have only declined by 1%. Germany works 25%. The average worker works 25% fewer hours than we do, because Europe and most of the developed world has chosen to take their work hours, to take their productivity gains, their society's productivity gains, in the form, much more in the form of reduced hours.
So I understand that if we didn't work as many hours, we wouldn't commute as much. That makes sense. I kind of wonder whether or not, like, if I had more time to myself, would I channel that into more, you know, green behavior? Sometimes I don't feel like I have time, you know, to be green.
Well, that's exactly one of the ways in which the higher amount of hours here contributes to more carbon emissions. People don't, so they choose whatever's faster. That's why people are, you know, having their groceries delivered, having restaurant meals delivered, you know, and also, you know, not cooking at home. You know, Norwegians spend like 400 hours a year with their children. I think there's a lot of evidence that as you allow people to have more leisure time, have more holidays, have the 6-week vacations that Europe has, or 4 to 6 weeks, they do spend time in activities that are less carbon intensive, and including, of course, I think the biggest thing is they purchase fewer carbon intensive goods and services.
Overall, this makes sense. Is it harder then to convince, say, policymakers or employers?
Well, that's a good question. Policymakers haven't thought of it that much. I think employers have always fought back against reduced hours. I mean, think how many decades it took us to go from the 12-hour to the 8-hour day, and how much struggle and lives were lost. And so, yeah, it's always a fight, but it's one worth having. I mean, this is what, you know, people want these things. People want to be able to live their lives. People want to be citizens at a time when, you know, democracy is under constant attack in this country. So there's so many reasons to have the reduced time, and it doesn't make sense that we don't have it. You know, this is partly a distributional question as well, right? We've had, as I said, productivity has increased, has more than doubled in the last 40 years. Where have wages gone? Okay, they've gone up, you know, maybe 17%. So how does that happen? That's the problem we're talking about, because right now people in this country aren't getting the gains from productivity in either wages or reduced hours.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And so that is the majority of people. That was the median wage. Okay. So, but people at the higher levels are getting the gains, and of course, yeah, they'll travel, they'll take vacation, they'll buy yachts and whatever. But we're talking about the majority of people getting some of the gains that we get every year from increased productivity, and taking some of them because they want to in the form of reduced work hours.
That makes a lot of sense. Mark, thanks very much for the time. Mark Weisbrot is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, another reason for a four-day work week.